Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Great way to open the show today, as we've got the Lions quarterback, the division-winning Detroit Lions quarterback, the number one seed.
There you go.
Detroit Lions quarterback. Jared Goff joins us at this time here on 97.1 The Ticket. Jared, as always, we've appreciated all season long. We know you well enough. We'll congratulate you on winning the division and getting the number one seed, but I know you always have bigger fish to fry and you got their eye on the prize, but how would you characterize the feelings today?
Yeah, it feels good. You know, the last, 48 hours, it's a good feeling knowing we got a little rest and get to decompress just a bit and get some guys back and get some extra sleep and the whole thing. And knowing we get a home game next week and knowing it's going to be against a team who's going to play a hard fourth quarter game this week. Yeah, it's all good things. And like you said, though, we know we got the big one we're all going after now, and starts next week.
When do you actually start to go back to work and start to study film and stuff like that and get back to team activities?
I mean, we're in today.
Okay. So we're doing really stuff to, not a whole lot of time to enjoy that then, huh?
Well, yeah, I mean, we don't have, an opponent to prepare for, but yeah, we're in today doing a little work.
So you've already mentioned the rest. Is that basically the biggest part of this and getting guys back? Because I know after the game you were like, hey, it doesn't matter who's out there, but it will be nice to get some people back offensively, David Montgomery, maybe Carlton Davis defensively. How much can that give you a boost?
Yeah, getting anyone back is helpful just for body purposes. But like we've said in the past and like we've shown, it doesn't seem to matter. And certainly defensively with all the guys they have out, they don't care. Those guys are just a bunch of dogs who don't care. It's next man up. And they just keep on showing up, keep on coming out to play. And they're a dangerous crew right now, and I'm happy to have them on our side.
Is there anyone on that defense that in particular you're happy for, guys that you saw – battle as backups, you faced him in practice, that got on the field and made a play? Is there anybody that stands out?
I mean, there's a lot. Yeah, I don't know if I can single any one of them out. But I think the easy one this past week is Amik. He's playing nickel for us a lot throughout the season. He's moved out to corner with some of the corner injuries and had a big challenge this week. And Justin Jefferson's as good as they get in our league, and he was tasked with that and stood up to the challenge. And not surprising to any of us, he's a hell of a player. He has been all year. And I think he kind of embodies that, he doesn't care, what you say, what you want, how many guys we have out there, how big he is. He's just going to come out. He's going to play tough, sticky man coverage and make it hard on the opposing quarterback. And he just continues to do it.
Can you talk about that fourth down play you had, the conversion to Jameson Williams? I think it was fourth and six. And it looks like it was one of these blitz buster plays that you have to wait and wait and wait to the last second before you deliver the football, and knowing that you're going to take the hit that you took. Can kind of take us through that and what goes through your mind trying to prepare yourself for knowing you're going to have to take that hit?
There was a little bit of a cat and mouse game going on there with us and their defense with checks and and them checking and us checking and them checking and that whole thing. And so, yeah, there I knew they were bringing cover zero blitz, and J-Mo's kind of my only option there as the quickest route coming across the formation. And just kind of had to let them clear that middle of the coverage, and because they'll drop out some of those interior guys, just kind of had to let them clear to the other side. And, you know, with his speed, it doesn't take long. So he got over there pretty quickly and was able to put it out there for him and made a good conversion.
Speaking of cat and mouse game, the fourth and two late, a field goal puts you up three scores. You guys break the huddle. It's on their 6-yard line. You get them to jump off sides. I feel like you guys even did it differently than everybody else, because viewing on TV, you can almost tell when a team's trying to get somebody to jump off sides. And you guys were so standard operating procedure. Was that part of the plan there? Is we're not going to make it as obvious as everybody else does.
Yeah. You know, we do put a lot of time into, you know, that situation and trying to get people to jump off sides. I take a lot of pride in it, making it all look the same. And we've been pretty successful at it this year. We've had a bunch of those down in there, tight up fourth down. And yeah, I think a lot of it's the Dan Campbell effect. You know, we've shown to go for it on a lot of these fourth downs. So they can't just say, oh yeah, they're just not going to snap it and they're going to kick the field goal. They have to be geared up and ready to go, because we may snap it. We have snapped it. You know, I think that Green Bay game, everyone thought we weren't going to snap that one, and sure enough, we did. We fired off the ball, and we were able to pick up the first down, kick the field goal. So teams remember that stuff. They see it, and they were ready to go. But, yeah, we got them to jump.
After Terrion Arnold goes out of the game, they kick a field goal. It's 10-9. Do you say anything on the sidelines, or does the offense get together and say, all right, we got to kick things into gear now. We've been kind of, you know, slow motion a little bit here. We need to start scoring, because you guys end up scoring three straight touchdowns. What's said on the sideline? Any words go between the offense and the defense?
No, not much is said. We knew we were so dang close all day. We were just getting, we were getting stifled a little bit. Their defense was doing a good job, and you know, I was trying to settle in a little bit and see things, and they were doing some things a little bit differently. And you give them a ton of credit, man. They were making it hard on us early, and but I think you give us a ton of credit for adjusting and making it work in that second half. And certainly up front, those guys protecting for me and opening those run lanes were incredible all day, and obviously what Gibbs did was incredible. But yeah, it was just once we settled in, we knew we were so close. We knew what they were doing on defense. We just kind of had to, you know, do our job just a little bit better, identify the, you know, what they were doing a little bit better, and execute, and we were on our way.
Yeah, it kind of goes underrated, the way that the adjustments come at after halftime. I mean, the defense, after I said that field goal, they shut things down. Your offense, you guys pick things up. How underrated is it of what goes on at halftime with the coordinators and the team coming together and figuring things out?
Yeah, you know, sometimes there's a lot that goes on. Sometimes there's nothing that goes on. Sometimes we're just hanging out, getting a little water, getting a little bit of a breather. And but, yeah, in a game like that, yeah, there's absolutely some adjustments made. And Ben and the staff and AG and his staff are making changes and making sure we're on, you know, what we need to be on, and then come out in the second half and, you know, get ready to go from there.
Have you seen all the speculation this week about your offensive coordinator, Ben Johnson, and head coaching positions?
No, what are they saying?
They're saying he's got three interviews lined up for later this week.
Three? Wow. All right. Good for him.
How would you characterize your feelings towards that? I'm sure you'd love to keep him, but
he's had interviews before, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. Yes, he has.
Yeah, so I don't know. We'll see. You know, I obviously love Ben. He's the best, and I wish him the best in whatever he ends up doing, but he knows I'd like to have him for, you know, at least one more, and we'll see where it goes.
You said something I thought that was really interesting on the Peacock postgame show. You said that one of his strengths is he provides you clarity and you guys problem solve together. Can you give us an example, whether it was from this game or any game this year, where during the week is a great example of Ben Johnson providing Jared Goff clarity and problem solving an issue that a team was potentially going to give you?
Yeah, you know, it's going to be hard for me to give you an example, because it's all day, every day. That's what we're doing, kind of, is talking through these problems and fixing these problems. And, you know, whether it's first or second down, whether it's third down, whether it's red zone, all we're doing is trying to, you know, simplify it for myself. And I'm just constantly asking him questions. And I think a lot of times, you know, in our little post-practice meetings that we have is just me, you know, hammering out some of the issues that I may see, and him going, no, we're good because of this, that, and the other, or yeah, that's a good idea, we should add this. And so we're just constantly fixing problems, and I'm very thankful to have a coach who listens and who wants to hear from me and wants to hear what I have to say and ideas, and it's been fun to, you know, get some of those ideas in and certainly when they're your own, you feel like you need to make them work. So it's fun to be, you know, in working with him.
Got to be fun to work with an offense like this. What Jahmyr Gibbs has done all season, and the game he had on Sunday night, and then watching Jameson Williams, you get him over 1,000 yards. It's got to be a quarterback's dream to step into an offense that has this many weapons.
Yeah, it really is. It's been so fun for me, and really for, you know, years now, it's been a lot of fun to be with these guys, and to just the continuity of who we have up front, who we have at the skill positions. Myself coming back for, you know, the fourth year now, it's fun, man. It really is, and it's explosive. It's smart. It's fast. It's aggressive. It's, you know, physical. It's all everything you want in offense, and we've had good success, and now it's time to keep it going.
So can you compare at all what it was like going into this year's playoffs compared to what you felt like going into last year's playoffs?
I don't know. You know, it seems pretty similar, I guess. I'm not sure. You know, the difference is we don't have to play this week. I know that's not a great answer for you.
That's a big one, yeah.
We get a little bit of rest. We feel good. We don't know who we're going to play yet. We'll find out in about a week and go from there. But, yeah, I think we feel about the same. But I think, you know, last year after losing that NFC Championship, it created, you know, this little fire within everybody going like, all right, we're not going to let that happen again. And it started right there, right then there in that locker room after that game. And that's kind of carried through the offseason and now into this season. And I guess that would be the difference.
We've talked a lot about the Detroit football culture. How would you describe the culture of the Detroit Lions locker room?
Yeah, it's pretty strong. It really is. And starts with Dan, obviously, and trickles into his coaches, trickles into our players. And, you know, we don't care where, when, how, and in what way, you know, we're going to find a way to win. You know, even when everyone's saying we should rest our starters against the Niners, we're going to go out there and play and find a way to win. And that's probably the reason why we won against the Vikings, because we play all our starters in that San Francisco game, right? Like, that's got to be the reason why. So, no, I'm just playing around. But I wanted to give somebody a hard time about that, because I think when Dan makes decisions like that and they're questioned after they work, it's pretty fascinating to me.
Of course. All right, final thing. You guys have become a sensation. And in Detroit, even around the country, did you see the video of actor-comedian Dax Shepard at the Golden Globes watching your game on his cell phone? The Michigan
native.
I saw
that. I think that, yeah, Dax is from here, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that was cool. He's obviously a fan, and I'm a fan of his, and it's fun when that crossover happens. And yeah, we're doing some fun things right now, and it's fun to be a part of, and I'm happy to be here and happy to be winning and happy that Dax is watching. It's fun.
Of the crossovers and the people you've gotten to meet, the famous people, what's been the coolest for you?
Oh man, it's hard to beat Eminem. That's he's up there, and got to meet him a couple times, and he's my favorite artist ever. And seeing him at the games always gets me fired up too. And I love that he loves rooting us on.
What's the toughest part about being a quarterback in the NFL? I know I would imagine every quarterback is a different thing, whether it's just processing the plays or, you know, reading a defense, whatever it is, just the dealing with the media on a daily basis. What is it for you?
Yeah, for me, it's probably this show every Tuesday.
Yeah.
No, I'm totally kidding. You know, it's probably the balance of just time and you know, when to push and pull as a leader, and you know, how to handle, you know, certain situations in a locker room. And obviously the football stuff on the field is challenging as itself, but you know, outside of that, you know, just handling daily life and your time management and still trying to be, you know, a great husband and son and you know, brother, and at the same time be a great teammate. And that's the part that you try to balance, and I feel like I'm doing a pretty good job of that, but it's always a challenge.
Lastly, Doug had mentioned to me the other day that for the first time he tried the cold plunge. Oh, I'm wondering, is Jared Goff a cold plunge guy?
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, I do. I do like the cold plunge. And there was a time where I was doing it a little bit more consistently than I am right now. And you guys are, you know, giving me a little kick in the butt, then I guess I got to go do it. But, yeah, I will certainly be doing it this week on our recovery week, rest week, and getting my body back. But, yeah, no, I am a fan of it, and think you guys should do it more often. You guys should try doing it every day. That'd be fun.
Yeah, I don't know that that's going to happen. I tried it once, and it was excruciating. But final thing for me, I lied, Jared. I got one more thing because I think it's important. Being at home, the difference the fans make. Talking to the fans right now, tell them what it's like playing at Ford Field as the Lions quarterback.
Yeah, we have the best fans in the world, and it's such an advantage for us being in front of them, and the energy and passion they bring, and the feelings they give us pregame, during the game, the whole thing. It's such an insane atmosphere, and that's not even to mention the false starts and the delay games that they're causing, and yeah, so they know it, but they're certainly helping us win a lot of these games, and to get this home field advantage and to be in front of them and to give them that reward, I guess, to, you know, come out and help us win these games is all you can ask for. And I know they'll be fired up in, you know, whatever it is, 2 weeks from now, and we'll be ready to go too, but can't wait to play in front of them for two more games.
Jared, appreciate your time, and I think, given all that you've done for Detroit, I think the least Gator and I can do is do the cold plunge.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, we'll commit. We'll commit.
Every day. It's not supposed to be easy. That's why it's good for you, you know?
There you go.
Thanks for your time. Good luck. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thank you.
There he is, Lions quarterback Jared Goff joins us every Tuesday. What a great way to start the show. Lot to unpack there, and we will get to that next. Any impressions you have? Because I noticed something. I just looked down at the feed, the video feed. One of the questions had people going, oh. I don't know if it's a correct interpretation, but we'll get to that at 10:20. Plus your phone calls and feedback. Lions quarterback Jared Goff there. Here on 97.1, The Ticket.